The college experience, Purdue Boilermakers at the Indiana Hoosiers, Big Ten college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you also get a free t-shirt as well. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insight, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you don't miss one of our picks. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Yes, Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to bet and sell betting positions like the stock market. And the best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's better, BETTOR, edge.com, promo code SGP. Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the college experience. Purdue Boilermakers at the Indiana Hoosiers, Big Ten college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we are picking a state of Indiana matchup. We know the national championship and the whole NCAA tournament this year will be played in Indianapolis, knock on wood, with the way things have been currently in the world. But this, I mean, you gotta love Indiana. I was at Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis last year, actually like a couple of weeks before COVID hit. That was a blast. Love Indianapolis. Love the rich basketball culture throughout this state, and that's why this is a must watch game. And I mean, what this would there? I think the Boilermakers here coming off. First off, they're coming off of a ridiculous comeback. I think they were down by 17 or 19 in a game that I was on the wrong side of. I advised you clients out there to take Michigan State, I think -4, and it was looking so great when they were up like 17 at halftime. But boy was I wrong, because Purdue storms back. They grab the win. And I think, I mean, first off, kudos to them. Kudos to, what's his name? Matt Painter, just doing a great job. He's an underrated coach, and he's been an underrated coach for a long, long time. So that win, I mean, that one stung. Now at the same time, Indiana, who I've been kind of bullish on lately, thankfully they didn't botch this for me. They lost. I mean, they beat Nebraska the other day by 8, but prior to that, they should have beat Wisconsin. Game with a double overtime. They had a 2-point lead twice under like 7 seconds, and they fumbled those opportunities. I had them at +8. They ended up losing by 7, thankfully. So they didn't truly fuck me, but I do feel like they should have won that game, and I would have been on the right side of that. But I was on the right side of the actual bet. I didn't take it money line, so I guess I can't complain. Still a scary adventure though. So I believe Purdue hasn't won 5 in a row at Indiana, or in Bloomington, I should say, since I think like 1917. I read the stat somewhere. I heard it on the radio. What did I hear? I want to say since 1917 to 1922. right? Which is unbelievable, right? I mean, this is a, how rich is this history, this culture at Indiana? I mean, they've just been a blue blood for a long time, but really the past 18 years, because then they go to the Natty in what, 2001 or two. It's been a struggle for them. I mean, this is the seniors that graduated this past year was the first batch that I had never made March Madness. Ooh. Now, to be fair, it should be said that they obviously we didn't have March Madness last year, but either way, they did not ever go to a March Madness, and they were actually a bubble team at the time. So who knows if they would have gotten there or not, but this matchup is going to be really compelling because if you go back and look at that Michigan State game, it really was about one guy and one guy only for the Boilermakers. I'm talking about Travion Williams. Guy had 27 points, 9 rebounds. That is, I'm sorry, 26 points, 9 rebounds. Had a huge game as they stormed back to upset the Spartans in Lansing. So he's their team's leading scorer. He's their team's leading rebounder. He's a stud. He's even like passing the ball good from his spot. 2.4 assists per game. Pretty solid for a big man. So you know who the other side, I mean, if you follow college basketball at all, you should know who the other side has. Indiana's got Trace Jackson Davis, who's a complete stud, averaging 20 points a game, 9.3 boards a game, former Mr. Indiana, 2 blocks a game. That's the matchup that I think we all have to highlight. What a matchup that is, because I mean, I think that could tell the difference. And then obviously the guard play, what I thought would be key for Purdue getting the win, you know, Eric Hunter was banged up. I thought, oh, well, if he plays big, him and Brandon Newman at the guard spots, and if they can get Sasha Stefanovic for some threes, maybe that could be a big deal. Wasn't really the case though. Hunter 7 points, 6 rebounds, Stefanovic only 3 points, Newman only 2 points. So kind of an unbelievable stat line. Zach Edey had 6. So, I mean, maybe that was the key contributor, but he even averages 9. So it was kind of just a crazy box score. When you analyze that, you're like, what, how do they win? But kudos to them coming back against a quality opponent on the road for whatever that's worth with COVID. And I think the guard play is going to be probably, I think everyone's focusing on the Jackson Davis, Travion Williams matchup. And that's right. And that's fair. And I think that is a compelling matchup. That's honestly one of the big reasons why I can't wait to watch it. But at the same time, because if any one of those guys get in foul trouble, it's going to be really compelling to see who scores for either team. But I think the real underlying factor in this game is the guard play. Can Franklin, can Durham, Finessey, however the fuck you pronounce that shit. I always get it wrong. Can they counter the likes of Eric Hunter, Brandon Newman, Stefanovic, even Isaiah Thompson get some solid burn for the Boilermakers? I think that is a very compelling element to this game. Coaching angle, you know, Archie Miller seems to somehow, like, they go through these droughts where they should have beat Wisconsin. They really, if you watch that game, I feel like they should have beat Wisconsin. And sometimes I feel like just with, I'm not trying to take a shot at Miller, but somehow they just lose these games that they shouldn't lose, but maybe they can get over the hump here. This is a big one. And, what Indiana is currently 14th in defensive efficiency in KenPom. We know Painter coach teams are solid defensively at Purdue. So you got the 14th best team based on these rankings. Once again, these rankings can be a little, not a diss to KenPom, but with the factor with COVID, teams have played certain amount of games, you know, one team's played 15, the other played 6. It's kind of an outlier at times. So I just know that matchup is going to be huge. Which team will be the better defensive team? I don't know. I mean, I think Indiana is a team that can't afford one of these gigantic droughts, because they hit those at times. They really do. We saw it with the Wisconsin game before it went to overtime. That could be a huge problem for them. I mean, throughout the rest of the season, they got to just fix that. I understand they got their guy Jackson Davis, but someone's got to step up. I mean, Franklin's having a good year. I know he was dinged up for a little bit. Durham, at 11 points a game, he's been playing solid. Can any of these guys step up and make a basket when they need it? That could be the difference in the game. I think defensively, I think Purdue will probably, I'm assuming Purdue will win the rebounding edge, but I don't know. Race Thompson's kind of been kind of quietly a solid rebounder, but I think that could be an underlying factor, but it really just, I feel like who wins the guard matchup will win this game. Who wins the turnover matchup? I know we could say that for every fucking game, so I don't want to sound like I'm just a retard over here, but I'm saying, honestly, the Williams matchup, Jackson Davis matchup is going to be huge. Both, what happens if both get their points? Because I expect both will. And then I think it's going to really come down to the guard play and the defense limiting, you know, we talked about Indiana's defense ranking in the top 20. I don't believe Purdue's is there, but I believe it is probably just from what it's tough to tell with the stats are crazy right now in college basketball with the COVID effect. So I think they're probably a top 20 to 30 team defense. So kind of mirror images in that, you know, aspect of the big man, good defensive team, some solid guard play, but yet at the same time, you'd like to see it propelled. You'd like to see them step up and make a big basket from time to time. Vegas is saying this line is at, where are we here? It opened up with Indiana -4. It has dropped to 3. I even see it at 2.5 out there as well. Whew. I'm going to say, take the Hoosiers. They got to win one of these close. I mean, look, Purdue probably has the coaching. Yeah. I think they have the coaching edge. And there've been more like over the, if you want to look at recency bias, Purdue's been the better team over the past few years. I just feel like Indiana's impressed me this year. I kind of think they're one of the more slept on teams. They got to start putting together some of these games and grabbing some big wins. Give me the Hoosiers -3 3. I don't love it. I don't love it. The money's trending towards Purdue's direction. They just came back from a huge deficit, which, you know, take it or leave it for what it is. Maybe that means the team's getting hot at the right time. Or maybe, you know, that was such an emotional win that they're not ready for this matchup. But I'm going to say take Indiana -3. Another thing is the fact that they haven't won 5 games in a row in Bloomington since what, 1917 to 1922. So I'm going to dip into history here. Say they don't get it done. Give me the Hoosiers. But boy, is this a great matchup. And it wouldn't surprise me if Purdue won this one. So once again, as a value play, strength of confidence on this one, not high at all. 1 to 5, I would give it like a 1. Will I bet this? Probably. Probably going to tread lightly, though. Tread lightly. I got reamed with Matt McClung's 3-point game winner against Texas, and then just had, honestly, today is what? I'm recording this the night before. So Thursday, January 14th, or I'm sorry, Wednesday, January 13th. It was the worst day I've had all season today. Duquesne blows it. Rhode Island storms back, misses a layup late. And then Texas just owning it. Texas Tech all game. And then Texas Tech storms back, hits a 3 with like 2 seconds left to blow that one wide open. I've been getting my ass kicked today. I had losing days before, right? But it was normally like 2 and 3, you know, 1 and 2. Where those I'm like, okay, well, I only lost you a little bit. No, today I got my ass kicked. First time I think all season college basketball truly got my ass kicked. So that means Indiana should cover this one because it, you know, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, we have been handicapping games. I say we, my co-hosts that are not with me, but they're with me on the spreadsheet. They're with me on picking games, Patty C and NC Nick. We are over 500 picking every game for each college basketball Division One game for each season for 4 years now, and college football. So we've been over 500 as a collective, but also independently. That means me over 500, Patty C over 500, NC Nick over 500, each and every season handicapping every single college basketball and college football game. We've been way over 500 with our locks, and that's what I'm pertaining to, with having a horrible day yesterday. So I'm still way over 500 with my locks. Still way over. Still had like, I think I'm at like in the high 60s. So with that said, you know, I think we'll be back on par here, but we give you all of these picks for free on a spreadsheet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We also tweet them out daily, and I'll give you the Twitter handles in a second here. So please, if you can, look, we don't charge for picks, and we won't charge for picks. I don't believe in that shit, but what I do believe in is trying to charge you for your kindness. You can get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, say some nice things about us, so we would certainly appreciate it. Oftentimes sponsors tell us that's a big deal. They want to see fans engaged talking about the product that they're about to invest in. So perhaps you give us that review, and then some company out there like Spalding says, hey, let's give these idiots some money to talk about basketball. Right. And then boom, we're getting more money. We start giving you more podcasts. Then you go out there, you fucking quit your job down at the pier, you fishermen, you COVID affected your other job, but so you've just been fishing down at the pier, making some revenue, and you say, fuck it, I'm making so much money off tailing these picks that I can afford to quit this job. All right. And get that 2-bedroom apartment I always dreamed of, and that Firebird that really defined my personality. Well, guess what? You finally do that, right? And you got a confidence and an aura about you, because the college experience is just firing away, and you're just picking these winners. And all of a sudden, you know, good old Tilda, who used to have the hots for you, or who you had the hots for, and maybe she wasn't interested in you. Well, maybe now she is, right? Maybe you decide you're going to do something really romantic and take her to that monster truck rally that's been happening in town for the past 30 years. And you do that, but beforehand you say, fuck it, I'm going to show up a little late. You take her to a nice waterfall by the old Derby, right? You take her to that waterfall and you tell her that you like her and she's all into you. She sees that big wad of cash in your pocket from the college experience, and she just starts, look, waters are flowing. So she just goes downtown and gives you the best Hummer you've had since fucking eighth grade, all because you listened to the college experience. So please, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but look, get over there, give us a 5-star review. We'd certainly appreciate it. And if you can take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I will enter you in a Venezuela type, rigged election. Well, you were a rigged game where you will win a college experience t-shirt. All right. How about that now? Brand new t-shirt. You don't even need to take her to the waterfall next time. You're gonna look so shiny, that brand new t-shirt. You know what I mean? Driving your fucking Firebird around, blasting fucking Highway to Hell by AC/DC. No one can stop you in life. No one. All right. Cop goes to give you a speeding ticket. You're just winning at life. He says, you know what? You're kind of kicking ass. I'm kind of intimidated by you. Just go on with your fucking day. All right. Boom. You tell him about the college experience. He starts listening. Get that free t-shirt at the Colby D. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give all of them a follow. We are part of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Give them a follow at the SGP Network. And what else? Check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. Yeah. Yeah. There we go. All right, guys. This is the college experience. Purdue at Indiana style. I say take Indiana minus the 3 points. I think Jackson Davis is going to be a little bit too much. The guards of the Hoosiers have to step up. It's going to be a great defensive matchup to watch. The Big Ten so unbelievably good this year. Tune in. Make sure. I think Indiana is going to make just enough plays, some free throws late in the game. Give me the Hoosiers minus the 3. If you're out there, it's also two. I'm sorry, minus the 2. Wow. Wait, did this line just move right now? Yeah, I'm seeing 2.5 across the board right now. Minus the 2.5. Minus the 2.5. Take the Hoosiers. So there we go. You heard it here first. Dundee special. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.